Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year, dear Lois. Happy New Year to you.
So since we're Major League foodies, we have to start off our new year with some excellent food.
Yeah, we haven't even had breakfast yet, and here we are.
2:30 in the afternoon on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
And we're about ready to dive into some yummy yummies, yum yums.
Well, this is not the tradition for New Year's that I'm used to, but it certainly seems like a new tradition to be formed.
Yeah. All right. I am going to get the utensils. You have a box on your lap.
I have a box on my lap.
In fact, we probably should tell everybody where we're at.
Well, we are just to the west of Dexter in the establishment known as Zingerman's Cornerman Farms.
Yeah.
And we are overlooking the house and the barn and the smoking shed and several other structures that are part of Cornerman Farms.
And there's this beautiful pasture out here.
Yeah.
Although it does run under one of those electrical things, which is not very appealing.
Well, but here's the good news. When you get underneath them, you can hear them. You can't see them.
Oh. All right. So do you want to take your seatbelt off? Or are you going to eat with your seatbelt on?
I'm afraid I would dive into the box because it smells so good. So I'm leaving my seatbelt on.
Okay. Well, let's open up our boxes and see what we've got. Oh, my goodness, Denbo. Look
at that.
Oh, my.
Right.
What we have here is traditional bangers and mash from Chef Kiernan at Cornerman Farms. And it's two pork and apple sausages over mashed potato with an onion gravy. Oh my God, this looks so yumma. I see you're already getting in there to cut a piece for yourself. So let's give it a whirl.
Well.
And this is all homemade sausage.
Yeah.
It's pork and apple, I said that right?
Yeah, you did. In onion gravy.
I'm just trying to buy some time so I can get a piece in my mouth. Oh my God, it looks delicious.
That's
ready?
What she said.
Here we go.
That's what she said.
Wow. That's kind of interesting, having a traditional English food for New Year's. Wow. The sausage is really good. It's got a little bite to it. It's got a little spice.
Mm-hmm.
You feel it on the back of your tongue. You feel the heat.
It's hard to surpass those lessons from childhood, not to speak with my mouth full.
Mm. This is so good.
Oh, the onion gravy is good.
All right, well.
Wow.
I agree with you. We shouldn't be talking, but.
Can't help ourselves.
We have to talk and eat at the same time. There's definitely a spice on the back, on both sides of the back of my tongue. The sausage has definitely a spice that's being picked up on the sides of my tongue and the back. Do you sense that as well?
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. Worth the drive.
Red pepper.
It's so good. All right, well, I'm going to put us on pause while we finish, and then we'll continue on with our first day of the year journey.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, look at your dessert, Dennis.
I know, I'm trying to get the lid off this.
What is it? Is it the ice cream?
I don't know what it is.
I think it's the whipped cream or whatever, the vanilla cream. Ooh, that sounds delicious. Oh, it's a little thing of ice cream, honey. It goes on your apple tart. Wow, does that look good?
Okay.
Do you want that?
Yeah.
You don't even like ice cream and you're going to eat it? All right, I'm going to lick this off the lid.
It's good practice.
Dennis, this is delicious.
That's what she said.
So good. All right, here. This is like homemade vanilla bean and cinnamon ice cream. All right, where can I put this? I don't want to make a mess.
Here.
And then you know what I got for dessert?
The townie brownie cake. Oh my God, that looks so good.
Brownie cake with vanilla cream frosting. Oh my God, is this not the best?
Well, I'm hoping this is the best, but whatever makes you happy makes me happy.
So here we are. We've moved on from our bangers and mash, and now we're having dessert.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You didn't think we were.
I was not aware.
And we're at Veterans Memorial Park in Ann Arbor.
Enjoying a couple of little pastries from guess where.
We progressed from Cornman Farms to Zingerman's Roadhouse on Jackson Road, so we're back in Ann Arbor.
We
got some coffee. Yeah, and we're at this, and that this Veteran Memorials Park has a skatescape for like, look at these little peanuts getting out of this vehicle here.
I know. It's going to be like that commercial on TV where the dad is watching his daughter go to town on her skateboard. And
they're skateboarding and the one kid's got a razor. Scooter. But they're little kids and they're out there. Their parents must be skateboarders.
I would think so.
They're totally excited.
I share in their excitement.
The skateboarding place is kind of cool because it's got rails, it's got steps, it's got ramps. Oh yeah, there's Dad. So it's kind of cute to watch these kids on New Year's Day. It's good for them to be outdoors. And guess what? It's 46 degrees out. You know what's good about this buttercream frosting? I mean, this literally tastes like butter. Do you want a little bite?
Sure.
This tastes like, if the, tell me that doesn't taste like whipped butter.
Yep.
It tastes like whipped butter. It's barely got any sugar in it. How's your cake? Your tart? Your apple tart?
Fabulous.
Just so you haven't said too much.
That's because I've been busy woofing.
Woofing it down.
It's like a croissant piled high with apples.
Mmm.
With sliced. A little bit of ice cream on top.
And the apples are sliced really thin. They're not chunks. With their homemade vanilla cinnamon crunch ice cream. Oh my God. So I sent a picture of us, of me, I guess, eating the bangers to one of my friends. Tracy, who listens to our podcast every week. She wants to know if we're ever going to eat indoors again, if we're ever going to go inside a restaurant to eat. Because I send her pictures of us eating outside all the time.
Depends on air circulation and how much the population in the county is suffering from transmission.
Yeah. Well, in the case of where we went today, Cornman Farms, they're only doing pickups. There was no indoor dining. But, and today we went to Zingerman's for dessert. It's just so packed that there's just no way.
Well, and we were able to drive up.
And they have a drive-up window. They actually have a camper that has a drive-up window. So we could get our coffees and desserts from there. And now we're down at the park. But yeah.
Yeah, they have one of those 1950s style aluminum campers. Generally shaped like a bean, but they have managed to put a spout on it and a handle on it, and it looks like a teapot. It's kind of
cute.
It's
so cute. And it's not like an Airstream. It's not round like an Airstream. It's more like, it looks like an R-Pod, but it's completely aluminum on the outside. And then they put, yeah, the spout and the handle, so it's a little teapot. It's really cute.
We were trying to figure out what's the function of this funny aluminum structure that's added onto the outside of this camper. And finally, one day, I got a perspective from a distance. I says, oh my God, they're trying to make it look like a teapot.
Mm-hmm.
How clever.
And I think they started selling coffee and tea out of that. And there was a little sign that says that they sell Irish coffee and tea from the teapot camper. What a wonderful first day of the year, huh?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So what do you think about New Year's resolutions?
Well, I haven't made any yet.
Do you make them? Do you believe in making resolutions?
I believe in not waiting for New Year's Day to make them. And I prefer not to make resolutions, but just solutions.
Yeah, like a resolution is something that you resolve to do, right?
Yeah.
Is it because you made a mistake?
Or because you've realized you need to do something that you haven't been doing?
Well, there's a lot of those, probably for me. Today's going to be our last day of foodiness. Because literally, after all this holiday enjoyment, it's time to get back on the program, for sure. For sure. So enjoy all this.
Oh, I am. And I'm wondering, do we still have like a full pound of butter, or are we going to have to ration it if we only have 3 sticks of butter?
Why? What do we need a full pound of butter for?
For this loaf of bread.
Oh, we got the pecan raisin bread too? Yeah. Oh my gosh. And we've got my cousin's fruitcake to finish up too, which is going to be no problem. We can finish that between today and tomorrow.
I've been working on that.
I figured you have been, yeah. Their coffee is so good. Look at that's the perfect color with the cream, right? It's not too creamy. It's like, it looks like caramel. That's how
it's the color of a caramel.
And it's real cream, not like when we go to some other places and they just put whole milk in. This is coffee with real cream. It's so good. All right, well, so last night we stayed up and watched football.
Well, you stayed up later than I did.
Uh-huh. I could not miss the Fiesta Bowl or the Peach Bowl because I'm kind of obsessed with this idea of a college playoff. So I was rooting for the Big Ten teams. Michigan, I was hoping, would beat TCU, Texas Christian University.
And it did not.
And they did not, unfortunately. And there was some bad officiating, I do believe, in the first half that impacted the game. But that's okay. It's all part of the game. And then with the Peach Bowl, my God, what a game that was between... And, of course, we're completely objective, right? Because it's Ohio State and Georgia. And it really was a good game. But, my gosh, the scoring was high. The ending score was 42-41, and Ohio State did not win. So, sadly, not either Big Ten team that was in the playoffs is progressing to the finals. So I'm kind of sad about that.
I'm sad that Michigan didn't win, and I cannot ever find joy in Ohio State winning. Ever. I don't like them.
Well... But they're part of the Big Ten.
Probably never will, so.
All right. Well, now, tomorrow we've got the Citrus Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, the Rose Bowl. And Penn State's going to be in the...
I'll be rooting for Penn State.
We'll be in the Rose Bowl. Of course, that's Big Ten versus Pac-12. So.
But the big point
for Dennis... We
have to root
for Big Ten, always.
The big point for Dennis is they're not Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. It's Penn State, and of course, that was my dad's alma mater.
Yeah, a great school.
It's a great school. We've been to a game there on campus at State College, Pennsylvania. So
I haven't been, but you have.
I took Joe and my parents once, yeah. Yep.
You and I went on our honeymoon to the Michigan State-Penn State game.
Yeah. So we've had a lot of college football in our past, right? And probably not so much in our future, but now that our future seems like it's the shorter end of the stick.
Our future seems like it's going to be more like Notre Dame.
What's that?
Yeah, and how often are we going to get tickets to that? We don't know yet, but maybe someday.
I've been to Notre Dame football games in a previous life.
I know.
But again, I'm just saying that I think because we're getting older now, you're making a lot of noise.
I'm sorry.
Now that we're getting older, we have fewer games. We have fewer college games in our future, period, is what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know. We could go to a lot more college games than we ever have before, just because you think that our life is past the halfway point doesn't mean that we'll have fewer games. We could just go more often than we have in the past and still see more games.
We could, for sure. You know, it was interesting the other day when we went to the orthopedic doctor about your knee.
Oh, yeah.
You told the doctor you wanted to live to be 112.
Yes. Just so I can see what you look like at 100.
I don't think I'm going to live to be 100.
Well, if you don't.
I'll have to find you a new wife.
I'll be sad.
I'll have to line up a new wife for you. Mm. You love being married so much.
I love being married to you.
Yeah, but you like being married to other people, too.
Well, for a while. When the first one cheated on me and when the second one turned out to be somebody who really didn't appreciate me for anything more than a little financial security and a father for her child, I just said, yeah, well.
Well, okay, but I'm just saying, in the future, like if something were to happen, like it's possible that you could outlive me for sure, then we would have to find a new wife for you. Who would be in charge of helping you find a new wife?
Well, you could have Debbie take that charge because she knows you and she probably knows me better than any woman on earth except for you.
Oh, so, you think?
Yeah, Debbie might be able to find the right person.
Maybe.
But, I mean, I can't imagine life without you, Lois.
Well, I don't think we're going to have a problem this year in 2023, but you just never know.
You don't.
Freaky things can happen.
School buses and semis and beer trucks run out of their lane and, you know, tragedies happen to the just and the unjust. And
well, it's something that we heard that the guy who was the writer or the director or the producer, I don't know what he was, of MASH, Burt Metcalf.
Yes.
And he was interviewed back in the 80s or whatever, and he said that there's basically two things in life, laughter and sorrow.
Yeah.
And it's true. And it's not to be maudlin or depressed or anything like that, but, you know, death is a huge part of our life.
Well, it is a natural consequence of life.
Mm-hmm.
We live and then we die.
And that's why I think we need to embrace the whole death process, like the whole fact that it's a natural thing and it's something that's going to happen. We celebrate births, and we really should celebrate the passing on of a life, but also a spirit returning back to the place where spirits are started, which is the cosmos. You know, just, you know, I just think we need to recognize that there's this continuum in the rhythm of life, even though it seems very disruptive to us personally, in the bigger picture, we're so interconnected on a spiritual level that we're going to miss seeing the person for sure and miss having them in our day-to-day life. On a spiritual level, we're still very connected with everybody who's deceased that was a part of our life.
Yeah.
And even those people that we don't know, like our ancestors, I think even, you know, spiritually and on a cellular level, we're connected obviously through DNA and different things like that, but that's all energy that's passed out. So we actually have all of our ancestors as part of us.
Well, I feel the soul of my father.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the soul of my grandpa and Grandma Sullins. Grandpa Sullins has been gone for 50 years, and Grandma Sullins has been gone since 1993. And I think about her every day. You know, her influence on me and my soul was very strong. She raised me for the first couple of years while my mom was working after I was born and before my brother Dave was born. And it was always a good time to spend with her. She was a peaceful and loving soul. And when we spend time with loved ones, that's what I seek to do, is to have that same kind of loving time together.
That connection that's just peaceful and not controversial or contentious.
Yeah, well, It's, there are certain things that are worth arguing over, but the most important things in life, you, if you share values with people, you don't have any argument whatsoever.
But even if you have different values, you can disagree and still get along in the moment.
Yeah.
So, well, here's to good times, Denbo.
To 2023 with Low and Den.
With Den and Low.
Yeah.
And Low Den. If I ever have a Christmas tree farm, which is like my pie in the sky dream job, it would be called Loden.
Oh.
L-O-D-E-N. Loden Farms.
I like it. There's a Loden Green we've seen in some catalog for...
Of course, yeah.
Eddie Bauer or...
Loden Green, yeah. Actually, any business that I would start that would have something to do with fresh, plant-based product, right? Even if it's not Christmas trees, if it was something else, it would still be Loden Farms. It'd be Lowenden. Loden. I think that sounds better than Denlow.
Yeah, I do too. Because that's too close to Downlow, which people think means keeping something secret or quiet. So I Loden much better.
Loden. Loden Farms.
Yeah. Makes sense to me.
All right, darling. Well, I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day.
Well, I will, because I want to spend it with you.
I know. Let's go home and let's, like, go outside and do something fun. We can either go for a walk or we can see if maybe baby Jesus is ready to come out of the stable because it's 46 degrees out and we should take advantage of this good weather to get baby Jesus back in the rafters of the garage.
Well, okay.
Like this, you said, if you've got the same values, there's nothing to argue about.
Well, I was just laughing at the possibility that the resting place for baby Jesus is in the rafters of our garage.
Well, people enjoy in our neighborhood, they enjoy seeing our nativity scene up, so I'm glad that we did it, but I just think we have to take advantage of the weather too, and baby Jesus will totally understand.
Well, I'll remind you that baby Jesus is the last character we put up.
Yeah.
Because we tried to put the big stuff in the back.
Yeah.
And,
you mean in the back of the rafters?
In the back of the shelf.
Yeah.
Where we store these things.
All right. Well, baby Jesus is going to get in there today, so.
Okay.
Baby Jesus is my favorite Jesus. Because he represents hope and potential and goodness and love and all the things that are childlike.
Well,
having that childlike view of life and experiences. So anyways, darling, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
And I hope we have many wonderful adventures and new opportunities ahead.
Are you wanting me to drink that?
We're going to make more memories in 2023. Cheers.
Cheers indeed.
Now I got to get my New Year's kiss, my second one. You've already given me one this morning. Here's another one. I love
you, darling. Now that one was too fast.
It was too fast.
Let's do that again, only
slower.
Yeah,
let's do it after we turn this off. All right.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody. We love you.